GCSE English Language Spelling and Punctuation Mastery Podcast. Episode duration, 10 minutes. Hello and welcome to GCSE English Language Mastery. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most crucial skills that can make or break your exam performance, spelling and punctuation. Now I know what you're thinking. Spelling and punctuation, really? But here's the thing. This single skill area accounts for 20% of your entire GCSE qualification. That's right, 1/5 of your final grade comes down to Assessment Objective 6, or AO6 as examiners call it. So whether you're aiming for a grade 4 or pushing for that grade 9, mastering spelling and punctuation is absolutely non-negotiable. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover everything you need to know to maximize those AO6 marks. We'll explore the core spelling rules, tackle those notorious homophones that trip everyone up, unlock the secrets of ambitious punctuation, and I'll share some examiner-approved strategies that will genuinely transform your writing. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's start with spelling. Now, examiners are looking for two things: accuracy and high-frequency vocabulary, and the confidence to attempt complex, ambitious words. High-frequency words are those everyday terms like separate, definitely, necessary, and accommodation. These are words you should spell correctly every single time, no exceptions. If you're making errors in these basic words, you're immediately capping yourself at a lower level, probably level 3 out of 6. But here's where it gets interesting. Examiners actually reward you for attempting complex polysyllabic vocabulary even if you make minor spelling errors, as long as the meaning is still clear. So words like conscientious, bureaucracy, or entrepreneurial, if you attempt these and get them mostly right, you're demonstrating ambition, and that pushes you into level 5 or level 6 territory. Now, let's talk about the rules that will save you marks. First up, suffix rules. When you're adding a suffix like ion or ed to a word, you need to know when to double the consonant. The rule is simple. If you have a short vowel followed by a single consonant, you double it. So begin becomes beginning, commit becomes committed. But if the vowel is long or there are two consonants already, you don't double. Sleep becomes sleeping, not sleeping. Next, the silent E rule. When you add a vowel suffix like ion or able, you drop the silent E. So hope becomes hoping, true becomes truly. But if the suffix starts with a consonant like meant or full, you keep the E. Arrange becomes arrangement, care becomes careful. Now, homophones. These are words that sound the same but have different meanings and spellings, and they are absolute mark killers if you get them wrong. The big ones: there, there, and there. There is a place, there shows ownership, and there is a contraction of they are. Then you've got to, to, and to. To is direction, to means also or excessively, and to is the number. Another common one, passed and passed. Passed is the verb, as in I passed the exam, and past refers to time or position, as in the past, or I walked past the shop. Let's move on to punctuation. This is where you can really elevate your writing and access those top marks. Examiners categorize punctuation into levels. At the base, you've got your essential punctuation: full stops, commas, question marks, and exclamation marks. You must use these accurately or you're stuck at level 1 or 2. At the standard level, you've got apostrophes, speech marks, and ellipses. Apostrophes show possession or contraction. The student's book means one student owns the book. The student's book means multiple students share the book. And it's with an apostrophe means it is. While it's without an apostrophe shows possession. Now, here's where ambitious punctuation comes in. Semicolons, colons, and dashes. A semicolon links two closely related independent clauses. For example, the exam was challenging, however, I felt prepared. A colon introduces a list, explanation, or quotation. There are three key skills: reading, writing, and speaking. A dash can replace a comma for emphasis or introduce an afterthought. The results were unexpected. Everyone passed. At the sophisticated level, you've got parenthetical commas, brackets, and single dashes for parentheses. Parenthetical commas set off extra information in the middle of a sentence. The teacher, Mr. Smith, explained the rules. If you can use these confidently and accurately, you're demonstrating level 6 control, and examiners will reward you for it. Right, let's talk exam strategy. First, allocate 5 minutes at the end of every writing task specifically for proofreading. And here's the trick. Read your work backwards, sentence by sentence. This forces you to focus on the spelling and punctuation rather than getting caught up in the meaning. Prioritize accuracy in your opening paragraph. Examiners form an impression of your technical control within the first few sentences, so make sure those opening lines are flawless. If you establish confidence early, the examiner is more likely to give you the benefit of the doubt later on. Now, common mistakes. The biggest one is confusing homophones, especially there, and there. This error alone can drop you a level. Another is phonetic spelling of complex words. If you're unsure how to spell environment, don't write environment. Use a synonym like surroundings instead. It's better to be accurate with a simpler word than wrong with a complex one, but ideally, you want both ambition and accuracy. Inconsistent suffix rules are another trap. Committed has two T's, but benefited has one. Learn the patterns, and when in doubt, visualize the word or use a mnemonic. And finally, don't restrict your vocabulary just to ensure perfect spelling. Yes, accuracy matters, but so does range and ambition. Examiners are assessing AO5, which is content and organization, as well as AO6. So aim for that sweet spot, ambitious vocabulary with strong spelling control. All right, let's test your knowledge with a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll give you a sentence and you identify the error. Ready? One, they're going to the cinema later. What's wrong? It should be, they're going, because it's a contraction of they are. Two, I walked past the shop. What's the error? It should be past, because past is a verb, and here we need the preposition. Three, the student's book was on the table. What's missing? An apostrophe. It should be the student's book if one student owns it, or the student's book if multiple students share it. Four, I love cooking, my sister prefers baking. What punctuation is needed? A semicolon or a full stop? I love cooking, my sister prefers baking. How did you do? If you got all four, fantastic. If not, go back and review those sections. So, to recap, spelling and punctuation account for 20% of your GCSE English language grade. Master high-frequency vocabulary, apply suffix rules consistently, distinguish homophones, and use ambitious punctuation to access the top levels. Remember, examiners reward ambition, so don't play it safe. Attempt complex vocabulary and sophisticated punctuation, but always proofread carefully. Use mnemonics for tricky words, read backwards when proofreading, and prioritize accuracy in your opening paragraph. And most importantly, practice. The more you write, the more automatic these skills become. Thank you so much for listening to GCSE English Language Mastery. If you found this helpful, make sure to revisit the study guide, practice the worked examples, and test yourself with the retrieval questions. Good luck with your revision, and remember, every mark counts. See you next time.